Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, get ready for a little Patriots Friday here on WEEI. Jones and Keefe.
Let's go.
How's Alex Van Pelt? We're going to talk to him today.
AVP makes his Jones Akeef debut. Looking forward to that very much. All the coordinators are going to be on the show over the course of the year on Fridays.
Well,
they're going to rotate. What do you mean, well?
Well, it's taking some negotiating, but yes.
We got him.
Apparently on Fridays.
Locked in.
After the first week of the year, apparently it starts, yes.
But this is new. This is new. Patriots Monday and Friday.
Super new.
Highlighted by the coach and quarterback. Number of players would be a part of it. And now... the coordinators. Bill Belichick is gone. The coordinators are allowed to speak on the radio.
Mm.
And so Alex Van Pelt today will also talk with Covington and Springer as the year goes on. So looking forward to it.
Looking forward
Should
to it
be
very
good.
Much. So Alex Van Pelt is going to join us somewhere in the noontime hour. Let's call it 12:30.
Let's call it 12:30.
But it could move.
Noon 30.
Yep. That's of course
following time.
That's of course following the very punctual Lou Maloney.
Lou's locked in for 12.
At noon. So mark that down.
You can set your watch to it.
We're going to be talking to Dietrich Wise
yep.
of the Patriots. Another floating target.
That's right.
Sometime here in the 10 o'clock hour, possibly as early as 10:15.
I think it's good because then it keeps people locked in throughout the day. They can't be like, oh, I can tune out and then tune back. No, you got to stay. You don't know when they're going to call
in. You know
what,
Keith? It's a good point.
Yeah.
They say appointment listening in radio is very important, but
what you
actually want is a floating target.
They're all floating.
Because then it's like, well, I can't ever change the station.
Mm-hmm.
When is Dietrich Wise? Where is Alex Van Pelt? Keefe's Keys?
Somewhere between 10 and 2. Oh, yeah, the return of Keefe's Keys as well. We buried the lead. Keefe's Keys.
The Friday 4-pack? Where are they? I have no idea where any of it is. I just got to listen from 10 until 2.
Keefe's Keys, we didn't do last week. We're like, we got a lot to talk about. We're not going to do the keys.
I'm going to tell you.
People wanted the keys.
The text line was a little outraged about the lack of Keefe's Keys last week.
So they are back. We'll see how it goes. That's always a mixed bag, to be honest. But I'm looking for... But anyway, it's the first of 2024. Keefe's Keys to the Seahawks.
So a lot to get to on the show here on a Patriots Friday, taking you up to Patriots and Seahawks on Friday. On Sunday, rather. We will get to Thursday Night Football last night. Scary situation for Tua. What does it mean for the division? What does it mean for Tom Brady? Something that the Greg Hill Show was talking about quite a bit today. We'll get to that, but let's start with Patriots and Seahawks on Sunday. We want your picks throughout the course of the day, 617-779-7937. Who's winning this game on Sunday, and how does it play out between the Patriots and Seattle? Maybe no Ken Walker for the Seahawks. Keith, who do you got? How does it happen?
I'm taking the Patriots, and I think it's kind of strange. I certainly don't think the Patriots, just because they won week one, are going to all of a sudden win a ton of games and be this playoff contender. We're riding high from week one, but this was one of the games I thought going into the year they were going to win. Home against Seattle week two. This was one. Even if you had three or four wins, unless you were of the extreme, they're going to go winless, you had to find a couple of wins on the schedule, and this was one of them. So certainly based off their performance week one, I'm going to continue that here. I think Seattle is fine. Like, they're not bottom of the barrel by any stretch. This isn't here come the Carolina Panthers to town. But I don't, like, they're not a playoff team to me. And traveling cross country, that usually works against those West Coast teams. The Kenneth Walker injury, which you mentioned, we don't know if he's ruled out, but he hasn't practiced. He had 100 yards rushing last week and a touchdown.
Not to jump in, I heard their offensive coordinator yesterday, too, Ben Grubb, who was the OC at Washington, you grub.
Grub.
So, yeah, he basically made it sound like, well, we have full faith in these other guys,
Charbonnet.
Which to me sounds like Walker.
Yeah, I think he's probably out.
Walker's
That's
out.
A big
yeah.
break.
Yeah.
You know, the Patriots just always get breaks, right? There's years where like, oh, it's the Browns, no Nick Chubb. Oh, it's, you know, it's the Titans, no Derrick Henry. Like, they would run into backup quarterbacks all the time.
The breaks are back.
And maybe they're getting some of that. Maybe they're getting some of that Patriots magic. But, yeah, no Kenneth Walker, I think, is significant. Even with him, I like the Patriots defense in this matchup. So, I think it's going to kind of play out similar to last week, a really low-scoring, time of possession. Hey, Jacoby, don't turn it over, and we're going to grind our way to another win. So I got him going 2-0. I know you got him 3-0, but I like him in this game on Sunday.
I have him going 3-0, which means I do have them winning.
Yep.
We gave you the number yesterday. I think 17. I think they get to 17, they can win, because I don't think Seattle can score. And I glazed over this yesterday, but I do think Christian Gonzalez, if you have faith in him as a lockdown corner, he already locked down Jamar Chase. And I said this briefly yesterday. Text line pointed it out. DK Metcalf, Jamar Chase, very different receivers, which is fair. They are. But who's a better receiver?
Chase is better.
Okay. He locked him down.
And he has a better quarterback thrown to him.
Thank you. And they're a better offense.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel pretty good about the Patriots being able to take away DK Metcalf. And if Metcalf doesn't kill you, it doesn't mean he puts up goose eggs.
Yeah.
And he might even be more productive than Jamar Chase was last week. Right.
You know?
But if he's not killing you and you're game planning to take him away and there's no Ken Walker, who's hurting you?
Where are they going
to
go?
Tyler Lockett?
Lockett's a possession guy.
JSN? Charbonnet?
Yeah.
Who is hurting you on this Seattle
and their
team?
Their own line's not great. You saw him give up a couple of safeties last week.
I don't think they can score, is my point.
Right.
So I don't think the Patriots have to score. Now, I want to get into some comments that Alex Van Pelt had. We're going to have him on the show. But basically, he's alluding to more calls on the play sheet. We can open it up more. We don't just have to be a running team. We love what Brissett did. Blah, blah, blah. I don't think this is the week they do it. And I don't think this is the week they have to do it. Because, again, I don't think the Seahawks can score. So call it 17-10. I think it's very similar to last week where Seattle maybe gets a touchdown. Maybe they tack on a field goal. Maybe they tack on a couple of field goals.
I think it could be all field goals.
But
like legit, could be all field goals.
17-9. I like 12-9. That.
12-9.
And you can still
15-9.
still lean on Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to open it up a ton. I would like to see Polk, and I would like to see Pop Douglas a little bit more involved. My sense is one of those guys gets a little more involved. Hopefully it's less K.J. Osborne. That's the way I see the game playing out, because I think Christian Gonzalez, and maybe Keon White too. We've really gone through most of the week not talking a ton about Keon White.
Nah, he guy's a beast.
He looked like a game wrecker in the first week, and Christian Gonzalez feels like a weapon in the passing game. So I don't really see how the Seahawks move the ball. I don't see how they score, and I don't think the Patriots have to a ton. You give that team, that offense, a short field like you did against Cincinnati. You turn Seattle over once or twice. Geno's good for that. I think the Patriots win. I don't want to say comfortably.
Yeah.
But
that might not happen all year.
No,
like,
but
a comfortable win. Like, they're going to have to grind these things.
17-10, 17-9, yeah. Where you have ball control. I think it's a very, very, very similar game script to last week.
Why do you think they are 3.5-point underdogs at home? Because that sort of suggests that they are six points different.
Last year. I mean, I think it's as simple as...
Just how bad they were?
Yeah. Both teams are 1-0.
Yeah.
And look, I didn't sit down and watch the full Seattle game, but from what I saw, the Broncos are not very good.
No.
I don't put a ton of stock in Seattle winning last week. I thought the Patriots looked fairly dominant against the Bengals. So if you're asking me why the Patriots are 3.5-point dogs, whatever it is,
like, I love them with the points.
Right.
Yeah.
The reason why is last year. Seattle was 9-8 last year. They were in the playoffs the year before. I just think it's as simple as that. The Patriots were a mess.
Yeah.
Seahawks are pretty good, and I think no one's really moved past that yet. No one's overreacting to 1 week.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, both won by 6 last week, right? 16-10 for the Pats, 26-20. It's a little higher scoring in that Seattle-Denver game. But Denver also turned it over 3 times. And we were joking about my guy Bo Nix, but one of the 2 picks was just horrible. Which, like, one of the reasons Jacoby Brissett is starting is because you don't expect him to ever make throws like the one Bo Nix made. Plus, one of their running backs lost a fumble. So right there, 3 different turnovers in the game helped Seattle win. Plus, we talked about Kenneth Walker having a really good game. He had a couple of big runs, including a touchdown. So if they don't gift the ball to Seattle and you make them have these long drives, whether it be start at the 30, right? Al Michaels, I know, was all fired up about the kickoff rules last night. It's like, yeah, Al, this is what they are right now. But if you got them starting at the 30-yard line, and like, how many 70-yard drives you know, assuming it's that, or maybe like they have a good punter, so maybe it's 70, 80-yard drives. Do you really think Seattle can put together against this defense? I don't think many at all.
I don't.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And so, again, I'm not bullish on the Patriots' offense by any means. And they might, they're going to need some short fields. But I think the defense can give it to them. And really, to me, it's as simple as this. The Patriots went on the road and beat a good team last week.
Yeah.
You know, the Bengals might have been checked out. They might have been on strike or boycotting because of their contracts.
Yeah.
But they are a good team. The Patriots went on the road and beat a good team. I think Seattle beat a pretty bad team at home. And in Bo Nix's first start, on the road, in the case of Bo Nix, on the road for the first time in Seattle, a tough place to play. And I just think I put a lot more stock in what the Patriots did last week than Seattle. So I think it's odd that they're 3.5-point dogs. Maybe that's a bit of a rat. I don't know what that is.
Something.
Rat's bark?
No, that was for the home dog.
I'm sorry. Yes, I see.
That's the home dog.
Maybe there's a bit of a rat going on and we're all falling for it, but I think people still have too much weight placed on last year with Seattle, who, by the way, is onto a new coach.
Yep.
And I don't feel like they're going to have most of their weapons, or their key weapon, rather, for this game on Sunday.
No, all that to me is pretty significant, and I don't look at the Seattle defense as this all-world defense by any means either. And, you know, the Patriots are probably going to struggle. Let's be honest. The Patriots would probably struggle to score against air. It's not the best offense, but they're also I think they would prefer to have time of control or time of possession in their favor. They like to run the game out the way they did was impressive, right? So as much as I'm joking about them, like, that was impressive. Cincinnati knew they were going to run. They were still able to run. And Ramondre Stevenson had a huge game. I don't look at Seattle's defense and think, "Oh man, they're going to be this." Like, last year they were one of the worst defenses. One of the reasons why they got Carroll out of there and brought in Mike McDonald. So maybe he'll turn around. It's only one game. It's hard to say. But I think the same success they had, meaning like Stevenson against Cincinnati, that he can definitely have against Seattle.
So who do you got in Patriots and Seahawks? Money line against the spread. Give us all your thoughts and predictions. How does it play out in the Patriots home opener, which should be a good environment on Sunday in Foxborough? 617-779-7937. You can dial us up there. You can text the show at 37937. There's a bunch of ways you can follow on Twitter and on Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or on YouTube. Live feeds there. Just subscribe to WEEI. I'm looking at the Twitch chat. There's a large discussion about the knockout pool going on.
Yeah, I'm out.
Well, I was going to say some of us,
all right,
will be making our knockout picks.
Now, me and Terp are going to watch, and we're going to be supportive. We're going to root you guys on. I hope everybody does well. Yeah.
Big time watchers, you too.
Kind of suck. Yeah.
Like that guy
from Liberty University.
Precisely.
Watch that story.
Big time watchers.
But yeah, you guys all pick a winner. That'd be great.
Yeah.
You and Billy and Nick all have a chance to survive.
So we'll all be in the knockout pool, and then we're also unveiling the Bozo touchdown parlay.
I'm glad you brought this up. This is the touchdown parlay, where each member of the show will pick a touchdown prop, anytime touchdown.
Yeah.
Add them all together and see what that pays
out. Let me just tell you.
Yes.
Unless somebody makes a switch before 10:45, it's going to be a juicy one.
It's a big payout.
It is going to be a juicy juicy parlay. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that at 10:45, along with our Survivor pool picks. We'll be joined by Dietrich Wise of the Patriots here shortly. Let's get to the phones. What the heck? Jonathan is in Randolph with an interesting take on Sunday's game. Go ahead, Jonathan.
All right, Jonathan.
Hey, guys. I use the term must win for this game, not because of the playoffs, because they're not making the playoffs. I don't care about that.
Oh.
What I call must win is that if they lose, and especially if they lose bad, it retroactively hurts last week and Mayo's, you know, kind of celebration of it, because the narrative becomes, oh, well, that's the 1-9 in the first 2 week Bengals. Of course, the Patriots won, and it was just a freakish thing. So it's like, for the reputation of building this culture, building this team or momentum, they kind of have to win this game to validate last week. Otherwise, the narrative will be, oh, well, that was just the Bengals then, because that's what they do in the first 2 weeks. So am I exaggerating a bit?
No, okay. So must win, even for me.
No, well, bulletin board, though, that is Jonathan Randolph says Sunday's game must win for the Pats.
Must win for the Pats. Okay, must win even for me is a touch strong.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't put that label on it.
But we are week to week. Like, I get what he's saying.
I definitely get what he's saying. And it's less about validating week one. It's more about, if they lose this game, I can see it getting away from them very quickly.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like the Jets. I don't think the Jets are great. But I feel a lot better about that Jets game if they're coming off a win, mm-hmm. as opposed to they drop a winnable game at home against Seattle. Now you got to go on the road on a short week against the Jets. It'll change my view of the game to a degree. San Francisco's a loss. We all agree with that week four. I've never chalked that one up.
Most likely.
So I agree with him in that it can get away from you very quickly, and I can see how it would. And I just don't think the Patriots have any leeway to drop winnable games, Keith. I mean, that's all I would say. And this is one of their very, very we felt all along,
yeah,
all
there's
off
a handful,
season.
There's a handful of 50-50 games.
You had them for three wins.
Three.
And this was a
they
game.
They could be 2-0.
This was one of the three.
This was.
So I don't think they can punt away the winnable games on the schedule. I wouldn't call it a must win, but yeah. I understand what he's driving at.
No, I get it too. And there is, I think everybody acknowledges that Cincinnati is going to be better later in the year than they were here. But you know what? Too bad. They played in week one, meaning too bad to Cincinnati. You played in week one, Patriots got the best of them, and they'll take that win. But it would be a little bit deflating because a lot of people probably have them starting the year 1-1, and then you steal one, and you're like, oh, they might be 2-0, and then it's like, oh, but then you lose the more winnable game, and now you're back to where you were. You're 1-1, and it's a long season ahead.
So I want to get to Tua coming up in that situation, but it does tie in with what we're talking about.
Yep.
I said the other day, division in play? Or I asked the other day, and I think it is. I think the division is in play. I don't love the division. The Bills looked good last night.
The Bills did look good.
So maybe I got to run from that. But the Jets look sketchy, albeit against the 49ers.
One game, but you're right.
Let's see. I mean, if they don't look good against the Titans, we can really lean in on that.
Yeah.
And I will.
Mm-hmm.
And now who the hell knows with the Dolphins? If they got to play this Skylar Thompson bum.
I don't think you need Skylar Thompson.
Oh, you don't think it's Skylar Thompson?
No, I don't think it's going to be Skylar Thompson for long. Hmm. I think they need to look elsewhere.
Okay. Maybe in the broadcast booth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any goats lying around?
Here's the thing. All of a sudden, you feel very different about Miami. So now it's Buffalo and everybody else, to me, in the division. And that's unfortunate with what happened with Tua, but I think that's now where we're at. So we can get into that game last night. I know a lot of you watched. I know a lot of you have thoughts on it. 617-779-7937. We'll get to our Survivor Pool picks. Some of us will. That is Keith.
No, I'm going to watch and support. Like, I'm not going to, obviously I don't have an opportunity to make a pick, but I will be your part
well,
of
you
it.
Had,
I'm not going to leave.
You had an opportunity and you're out.
Yeah, last
is what happened.
No,
yeah,
this
yeah,
week
yeah.
I do not.
So we'll get to our Survivor Pool picks at 10:45. We'll get to our Bozo Touchdown Parlay. Same time, because Keith needs something to do.
Let's go.
We'll get to Thursday Night Football last week. Who could Keith be talking about? Mm-hmm. Taking over for Tua in Miami. If you were listening this morning, maybe you have some ideas. And Dietrich Wise of the Patriots will be joining us.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're down by 21 points, 4th and 4. Pressure. Tua steps up. He's going to run for the first down and takes a shot at the 6-yard line. Hamlin hit him and Tua down. Picked up the first, split the seam, but pays the price.
That was a scary situation last night.
on Thursday Night Football, given who it was, his background with head injuries, and just watching Tua on the field last night in that fencer's pose or whatever it's referred to, where inadvertently your hands just go up, everybody knew it right away.
Dog,
you know who? Awful. You know who hit him?
DeMar Hamlin,
which
of
is
all
crazy.
People. Like, no, it's insane.
Which is nuts. I didn't realize
a
that.
A guy who died on the field a couple years ago.
Until like the third replay, I didn't even notice that's who hit him.
Yep.
And, you know, you have to wonder, big picture, is Tua playing again? If he even wants to, when does he come back? Would it be this season? What does that mean for the Dolphins long term? What does that mean for the Dolphins short term? What are they going to do at quarterback? And what does it mean for the Patriots in the division? We can get into all of it here on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. It's a Patriots Friday. We will talk to Alex Van Pelt. Noontime hour, we're being told. Dietrich Wise, floating target, as we told you earlier.
Yeah.
Now noontime hour as well.
Love it.
So
us and the listener on our toes.
Psych.
Yep.
You thought you were tuning in for Dietrich Wise now?
Not so fast, my friends.
Noontime hour.
So Tua came into the league with a lot of injury concerns because he had the hip injury at Alabama, but it wasn't really the concussions. It was like all these other things, right?
I mean,
I don't think it was concussions at Alabama.
I don't remember concussions at Alabama. You're right. The hip issue.
But then he has had some of the most scary and hard to watch concussions over the last few years.
They showed him all last night.
The
ones where his head is just bouncing
off the ground is brutal.
Scary.
And, it's his call, and it's like the medical staff's call, but he should stop playing football. Like, that's how I view it. Like, I think he's tried it. He's gone back out there. It's just one horrific brain injury after the next. And, you know, I'm certainly not a doctor. Like, I don't know if it's one of those things where, like, the damage is done, and it's like you get back out there and just try to finish as much of your career as you can. Or if you stop now, it feels like if you stop now, maybe you have a better chance of having some sort of recovery and maybe some sort of quality of life after. You know, these guys know the risks, especially now. And if you ask a lot of them, I remember years ago asking Michael Irvin when, you know, they didn't have as much knowledge on concussions then. But, you know, we asked him, like, hey, if you knew about it, like, would you have still done it? And he's like, absolutely. Like, absolutely I would have still done it, knowing the risk. And he even ended his career with a horrific injury, too, like a career-ending injury. Not a concussion, but still the same idea. So I think these guys would still sign up for it, and they would still do it. But you're like, my God, how many more hits like that can Tua really take? I think it's probably it.
Yeah, so I don't want to blame Tua for the hit last night,
and
so I don't want this to come off this way, but you do wonder about that hit specifically, what he saw. You know, what was the awareness level of getting crunched there? Why didn't he get down?
Yeah, maybe always slide.
A lot was made this offseason about Tua dropping some weight. He's not Lamar, but Tua dropping some weight to be a little bit more elusive. I didn't watch a ton of that Dolphins game the first week, but I know the book on him was that he looked a little bit more mobile and was moving a little bit better. Maybe he just felt like he's moving better, and that's why he thought he could pick up the extra yardage there. But, you know, part of why he got crunched is because he didn't go down. He didn't slide. And again, it's not like he meant to get hurt, and I'm putting that on him, but just it was awkward.
Yeah, and you're more of a risk doing that.
Yeah.
Running like that, diving the way that you dove, like you're going to get, that's going to happen.
100%. We talked about, to bring up Lamar again, we talked about this after the Thursday night kickoff last week, some of the hits he took on the sideline and in that game, I'm like, he's not going to survive the year if you're not giving your body up. And you know, just making sure that you get down in some of those cases. So it's terrifying. I would guess he'll play again. I mean, I would get. It didn't look like he wanted to come off the field last night, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
And so,
I mean, he might not have known where he was.
No, true. Yeah. But I would guess he's going to play again. But if I were the Dolphins, I'm with you. I would intervene. And
that is really tough.
I would not expect him back this season or anytime soon. I mean, that I would say. But if he sat out the rest of the year and came back next year, that wouldn't surprise me.
Well, it's also the NFL. Like, you don't know if you trust the concussion protocols, too, because then, like, he comes back and, like, is he going to pass the test? Like, what is the test? Is the test, like, all right, stand up. Stands up. Hey, he passed the test.
Yeah,
he stood
up.
I told him to stand up, and he stood up. So, like, that part of it is scary, because I'm sure he's going to want to come back, because he's been asked about it before. He has suffered these horrific concussions before, and obviously he has come back. The Dolphins gave him a monster contract. You know, you wonder how much that's going to factor into any of these decisions. I don't know.
Can I tell you the Mike McDaniel thing that a lot of people are, the little smooch on the head? You see that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, when he was coming off the field, when he finally walked off the field,
smooch?
McDaniel gave him a little smooch on the head.
All right.
To me, that all felt a little forced and staged.
Really?
And not to be like glass half empty a-hole, but that all felt a little, given how horribly they handled his situation a couple of years ago.
I'm seeing it now.
And given how horribly McDaniel specifically handled it a couple of years ago, like trying to talk his way out of it and like having him back out on the field and this and that.
Yeah.
That all felt a little forced and
also,
staged.
Also, not to be that guy, but don't touch his head. Like, in all seriousness, like maybe don't go over there and put your hand on his head and kiss him.
The first thing I thought of was our interview with Taylor Twellman last week.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you talking soccer?
Yeah.
The first thing I thought of.
Concussions, yeah.
Well, was like when we were asking Taylor Twellman about the Guardian caps. He had his concussion awareness last weekend at Gillette. And we asked him about the Guardian caps, and he's like, well, yeah, you can put some foam on your head, but you're still,
rattling around.
I don't think the Guardian cap would have done anything on that hit, is what I was saying.
So what do you think? All right, let's just say, for the sake of this argument, they shut Tua down for the year, and he's not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they ride with Skylar Thompson the rest of the way? Or do they call a certain Tom Brady?
Okay, well, I don't think it's Skylar Thompson.
There's a big swing there. There's a big gap.
I don't want to say his name, but a certain Tom Brady.
It rhymes with Tom Brady.
So you think Brady's coming back?
Yeah, I do.
Hang on. You actually think he's coming back?
I think he's coming back to the Dolphins. Yeah.
Not they're going to call him.
I think it's perfect. I think it makes all the sense in the world.
No, it is perfect.
But for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not just perfect for Miami, or it's not just perfect for Tom Brady, or Fox. I think all three are
Greg Olson's
right back on the lead job.
Yeah,
you and I, as listeners and viewers of the product. No, I
human beings with ears.
It's a win for everybody, in my humble opinion, because he's not quitting. He's not getting fired from the Fox gig. This opportunity, which wasn't available to be in the season, is now available.
I just miss the game so much.
He lives in Miami.
Yep.
Miami's wanted him. They're built to win.
Connection to Stephen Ross, Michigan
Stephen
guy.
Stephen Ross guy was tampering, trying to get him there.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, you have a high-powered offense. I think it's pretty real. I do. Now, I know it didn't get that close. Jay Cutler never called games, but several years ago, same thing happened. The Dolphins quarterback got hurt. Jay Cutler had a job with Fox. And before he even called the game, he bailed on that and jumped in for a year, $10 million, and was, you know, whatever. He had a Jay Cutler season. But I think they go full tilt on – now, that is – if we find out Tua is, in fact, shut down for the year, if they're like, hey, he's going to come back in 3 weeks, then, like, okay, maybe you don't do all that. But if they pull the plug on Tua for the season, they're not playing Skylar Thompson. The team's too good.
Can Brady do it, given his ownership stake or potential ownership stake in the Raiders?
Probably not, but I wonder if there's sort of a, hey, let's put this on hold type of thing. But, like, this is a unique opportunity. You know, he's already kind of messing around and having to do less when it comes to the broadcasting. I wonder if they're like, hey, I thought I was retired. This opportunity is too good. I'm going to play, and then let's pick up the paperwork, whatever. I don't know all that stuff. But, yeah, put a pin in it.
It hasn't been voted on yet, and Rappaport had the story this weekend on one of the NFL Network pregame show that it could be revisited in October. It could be revisited at the end of the year. And so maybe you revisit it next spring. I don't think that's the biggest hurdle either. I just think it's worth bringing up.
Playing for the Dolphins.
So Brady for the – if you're the Dolphins, you're like, we already lost a draft pick over this a-hole. Like, bring him in. Let's get something out of
him. Who says no? Miami, Brady, or Fox? Does anybody step in and say no?
No.
I think they're all on board. And if not him, who?
Okay, well, I do have some answers.
Okay.
Mac
Jones?
Yeah.
No, they're trying to win games in Miami.
Okay, I'm just saying. Would I prefer Brady or Mac? Duh. I'm just saying, like, who are some other options?
Yeah, Mac Jones. Okay.
The text line brought this up early in the show, 37937. I'd have to scroll to find it. What about the Patriots shipping Jacoby Brissett down there? And now the Drake May era is underway.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate that either.
I would do that, too.
He played for the Dolphins. Did he play for the Dolphins with McDaniel? Was he the guy who replaced Tua the last time? Hang on. Efforting.
No, I don't think so.
But he was in Miami.
I think it was Skylar Thompson again.
I think it was like Skylar.
Okay.
Skylar Thompson is getting a lot of run down
there,
huh?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, oh, Teddy B.
That's
might have been Teddy B.
He was in Miami in 2021.
So that would have been the last year of Flores.
Okay, got it. Thank you. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Belichick connection.
Right.
Brissett.
So who would be like a old Shanahan quarterback that's like available? Like Kyle Shanahan.
Bring Tannehill back. He's already played there, 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, I think he'd shoot higher than that.
Who's the backup in Minnesota that used to be in San Francisco before that?
Oh.
Mullins?
Oh, Nick Mullins.
Mullins?
Yeah, maybe him. Yeah. Maybe Nick Mullins.
It's a Heat shout out. 617-779-7937. We'll get to our weekend predictions here on the Patriots and the Seahawks. We'll get into our survivor pool, some of us, and the Bozo touchdown parlay. Let's get to some of these phone calls here.
Let's go.
Mark is in Medford waiting patiently. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, guys. I'm watching last night, and I'm saying to myself, even Josh Allen, who's bigger and stronger than Tua, knows to slide feet first. This is the third year in a row with a concussion.
Oh.
He's a freaking chandelier, okay? And number two, the Christian McCaffrey stuff going on right now, and are we at the Tom Brady point of his career where it's just going to be a Q next to his name every week?
Yes. McCaffrey's hurt all the time. Even when he plays, he's hurt.
It sounds like a McCaffrey fantasy owner. That's what that sounds
it certainly
like.
Does, and that's fine. Like, there's a lot of upset ones out there.
Oh, I'd be outraged.
Yeah.
That's on you for not getting Jordan Mason.
No, but there's a few guys that are like that. Even like Jalen Waddle, I feel like, is a guy.
Questionable every week.
Q next to the name every single week.
I was a Keenan Allen owner the last few years. Q every week.
Q City.
Every week, that guy's questionable. And so, yeah, there are some of those. Let's leave the McCaffrey tangent alone, though. Look.
Yeah, that was just like, you know, it's bugging me about my fantasy team.
Yeah, I'm all for talking fantasy.
I get it.
Tua, it might be fragile, but like I said, I don't want to put the hit last night on Tua. I just I just think if he got down, you're able to avoid that situation. It looked very awkward.
Didn't they teach him a couple years ago to slide? Remember they had that whole ridiculous thing about like the sliding pants, like a slip and slide.
They taught him how to like fall.
Oh, how to fall?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he took like. It wasn't jujitsu, but he took some kind of lessons.
Yeah, something like that. Him and Missoula.
How to fall lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, somebody put it well. They were like talking about how like football, and even when you take away some of the big hits in football, they're like, the body is not supposed to just like get smashed into the ground. They're like, even if you don't get hit, just start falling. Like in your house, just like every room you go into, just like drop to the ground. And like, how does that feel for you?
Yeah.
Not great.
Two more from the Twitch chat. Ideas for the Dolphins. Bailey Zappe. Didn't think about that.
Oh, the Zapster. Yeah, the practice squad in Kansas City. That's a good one.
We still get these, too. This must be tongue-in-cheek, but we still get the Kaepernick ones, too, which are insane.
Nah, I think he's joking. There's like eight question marks. He's joking. There's also Jimmy Garoppolo, Russell Wilson, Kenny Pickett.
Garoppolo suspended.
Well, he's going to be off suspension at some point.
That's true.
He's not suspended for life.
No.
He's not Pete Rose, for God's sake.
Wilson's not a terrible one.
No, Fields plays well.
If the Steelers want to pivot to Fields, that's not a bad one.
I hope Fields plays well, speaking of fantasy, this coming weekend.
I don't want to be the one to bring this up, but
I hope
you get a game out of Fields.
As a Jordan Love owner, but anyway, go ahead.
Jackson Maine, go ahead, Jack.
You guys are sitting there saying that the hit's not on Tua. He put his head down. It's not like Hamlin delivered a fierce hit.
To
his head ran into his arm.
Yeah, Jack. I'm just saying I don't want to blame him for it. Is it like oh,
we're
it's
not
his,
blaming
it's,
Hamlin.
It's his fault he got the concussion, but I don't. He should have got down. I agree with you on that.
I'm just saying it's not even like it was a stellar hit. He ran into his arm, and if his brain, to be quite honest, if his brain at this point is, so soft that he's, hitting somebody's arm, he probably should not be playing the game anymore.
Yeah,
I think he should be done.
Our buddy Matt on Twitter at JonesWEEI at Keefe21. Tua did have a concussion in Alabama.
Oh, he did.
So we're up to now.
The hip was the big injury, though, right? That led the way to Mac.
That's what had him drop maybe from 1 to 5 or 6 in that draft. Yeah,
but he also had a concussion.
Burrow's monster year helped him go up the charts as well. But that dropped Tua a little bit in that draft.
So Burt Breer had a tweet, said, Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel tells reporters that the team will go forward with Skylar Thompson as a starter and will likely add a quarterback. McDaniel says he doesn't think putting a timetable on Tua Tagovailoa is appropriate and that Tua will be assessed daily. I mean, the Skylar Thompson thing is just something you say, because until you have another quarterback on the roster,
so
and until Tom Brady returns your call, you have to say that he is the backup. You went into the year knowing you had kind of a fragile starter and that Skylar Thompson might have to play. But this early in the season, and if he's out for this long, I don't think this is a, Skylar Thompson might be the guy, and they've done it before. You play for a week or two. Okay.
He played in the playoff game, which I'd forgotten about until they showed it 8 million times on the broadcast last night, but I'd forgotten about that.
Well, that's sort of a desperate times, desperate measures. But I feel like week two, you get your starter out. This is still, I think, a good, I know they got pantsed by Buffalo, and Tua, not to rip on a guy after suffering an awful concussion, was playing terribly.
He was.
He had a horrible game
That pick six was unbelievably bad.
He was really, really bad in the game. They're going to have to add somebody else, though. Because it's still, to me, a playoff roster. So you don't want to just punt the season.
No, early. And to your point, right, a playoff game, what are your choices? Week two, there's a lot of options. We just listed a bunch of them.
Yep.
617-779-7937. I'm happy I got the Dolphins out of the way in the survivor pool.
Yeah.
And I'm happy we got a little bit of the, you know, the empty luggage out of the survivor pool as well. You know, your Keefs, your Terps. Mm-hmm. So we'll get to our survivor picks. I know the Greg Hill Show did this today. I think WEEI Afternoons with Arcan and Hart are going to do it later on. Station-wide survivor pool. We'll give you our picks. If you're in a survivor pool, you can follow along or you can just ignore the advice. And we'll get to the Bozo touchdown parlay. That's new this week.
Yes, it is.
Here on Jones and Keefe. It's next. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We got our survivor pick, some of us.
Let's go. Wait, listen, you don't need to rub it in. I'm supporting everybody who is still in the league or in the pool. I hope you guys win. I hope you guys reign victorious over the Greg Hill Show and Hart and Arcan. Actually, Hart's out as well. I think me, Hart, and Wiggy are out and Terp.
What I heard is everybody who picked the Bengals last week obviously is out, but those are the only people who are out of the pool.
Man.
Everybody who didn't pick the Bengals survived is what I heard.
That's pretty impressive.
Yes.
All right, so you guys need to carry on.
We do. It's Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll talk to Alex Van Pelt, noontime hour. I'm curious to get his thoughts. Jerod Mayo basically confirmed.
Yep.
Drake May is getting a lot of the work in practice, so we'll get to that coming up a little after 11. We'll also get to Dietrich Wise of the Patriots here on a Patriots Friday. Stay tuned for all of it. But my survivor pick this week, I think it's obvious. I can tell you there was a lot of crosstalk and buzz last night at Cisco. A lot of people, I think, are going to be on this.
Yeah.
Ravens. 8.5.
Ravens.
Similar situation as we're talking about with the Patriots all week.
Quoth the Ravens.
The Raiders.
Mm-hmm. Stink.
Stink.
Yeah.
And they got to come west to east.
Love that.
Baltimore also has a long layoff. They played on Thursday. They played very competitively with the Chiefs. I imagine they're going to get up on the Raiders and run in this game. I think they win. I think they win comfortably. It's the biggest number on the board. So, look, I'm not reinventing the wheel here.
What happened last week?
Ravens.
Biggest number on the board.
8.5. That is my pick. Who is still alive? Billy, you're alive, right?
Both of those guys.
I am.
Okay.
Who do you got, Bill? I am. So the Lions are hosting the Buccaneers. I'm going to take the Lions.
Right.
Favored by, I believe it's a touchdown. So give me the Lions over the Buccaneers.
Okay. Right. Lions beat Tampa in the postseason last year. I used, I didn't use the Lions last week. I take that back. I used Miami last week. Good thing I got them out of the way. Nick, you're still alive. Who are you picking?
I'm still alive, and I am going with the Chargers. They are visiting the Panthers, so they are doing your west-to-east thing, but I don't think it matters. The Panthers are just that bad. Bryce Young had his, first pass intercepted last week and his second one in the second half, so unless he figures that out, the Panthers are going to continue to be bad. So give me the Chargers over the Panthers.
Okay, so dueling strategies going on here.
Because
if I survive, I'll have burned Miami, which I guess in retrospect is good.
No, you're fine.
And the Ravens. But I see what Billy and Nick are doing. They're keeping some better teams for later on in the year. Billy burned through Buffalo last week, and now the Lions. Actually, so you're burning through some pretty good teams.
No, those are good teams.
Yeah, Chargers and Bears, though, Nick.
No, Nick had a good...
Nick is saving the good squads.
Got that Bears W last week.
It was huge. Looking real iffy. I don't know how you come back from 17 down without scoring an offensive touchdown, but the Bears managed it.
Didn't need it.
The picking against Carolina is probably going to be lucrative. I don't know if they're going 0-17, but...
Close.
Going to be in pretty good shape with that one.
No, they have a good chance. I mean, they're going to be like the Patriots underdogs in every game. And because the Saints is probably one of their more winnable games, right? And then pasted on them.
Yeah, 47 points got hung on him. So our picks this week, I got the Ravens, Billy's got the Lions, Nick has the Chargers. Follow along if you're alive in your survivor pool or, you know, do something different. That's up to you. Keith, why don't you lead off our Bozo touchdown parlay you were left out of survivor there.
Yeah, I'm not in the survivor, but I am in the Bozo touchdown parlay, and I will be all season long. Now, I might have to be footing the bill as the Bozo. But so what we're going to do is the five of us, me, Jones, Billy, Nick, and Terp are each going to have a touchdown, an anytime touchdown pick. But we're going to take all five of them, we're going to parlay those together.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then I'll tell you what it, it's very lucrative. It's the most lucrative.
You want to wet your beak?
Yeah, this is pretty serious.
It's a soaked beak.
All right, I'm going to start. Give me Brian Thomas from the Jacksonville Jaguars to have an anytime touchdown. I like the Jags this week very much against Cleveland. They're at home. They're laying 3 points, but that's a side topic. Brian Thomas looked good. He was one of the better rookies all of week one. I think he's going to be their number one receiver, and he's actually plus 250 on his own to get a touchdown. So if you add that to the parlay, you can only imagine the kind of juice it gives you. But give me a Brian Thomas Jr. anytime tug.
He scored last week. He almost had a second touchdown. Yep. Looked very good in his first start. Billy, who you got?
Going to the 49ers-Vikings game in Minnesota. Give me a Justin Jefferson touchdown.
Love that.
Ooh, I'll tell you what, the Sam Darnold Sam Darnold Jefferson connection looked pretty good last week. I was a hater, but it looked good. Nick, who are you taking?
I was going to go Dalton Schultz, but apparently he has an ankle sprain.
He's all banged up.
Late pivot to Jaden Reed. I know there's no Jordan Love. I know it's Malik Willis, but Jaden Reed, they handed the ball a lot.
That's true.
He scored on an end around last week, and he did it like six times last year. So give me Jaden Reed.
Jaden Reed last week had three touchdowns in that game, one taken off the board. Yeah. One was a rush, two through the air. Riding so Jaden Reed plus 205. Yep. Terp is going Amon-Ra St. Brown. I like this. I think that's a high-scoring game, high total in that game. St. Brown very quiet in week one, so he owes you one. He's plus 100.
Yep.
I went the fade Carolina route, and it was a matter of picking the Chargers running back. Do I want J.K. Dobbins? Do I want Gus Edwards? I think Gus Edwards.
Gus Boss.
Especially if
next stop end zone.
Especially if they're up in the second half and they're just run. Let's just run down the throats of Carolina. I got the Gus Bus plus 155. So we're all
this
plus money.
Yeah,
no minus money.
No.
On these anytime touchdowns. So what would $10 win you, Keith, on the Bozo touchdown parlay?
You just put down a little $10, a little ham, right? A little Hamilton.
Is that what it is?
You put one ham down on this.
Oink oink oink.
$1,239.36 for one ham.
Randy Marsh GIF.
Yeah.
Look at
that.
Everywhere.
All those guys are going to score.
Yeah.
They're all going to score at any time.
Yeah.
This isn't first touchdown prop.
No.
This is anytime touchdown. Fourth quarter. Garbage time score. That counts.
Oh, definitely counts.
Overtime game winner. That counts.
Bozo first touchdown parlay.
You want juice?
That's a retirement.
You want a new house? Yeah. You do that. Yeah. No, but this is
the Kool-Aid man just barged in. Yeah,
this is very realistic. So, just one ham gets you over $1,200.
One ham, 1,200 beans.
Man,
Gus Bus, Brian Thomas Jr., Justin Jefferson.
I don't like the negativity of
Jaden
the text
Reed,
line.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, the Sun God. Mark those down. 1,239 buckaroos. What's wrong?
This idiot. This parlay is most certainly going to fail. Where's the fun in that?
How dare you?
Why don't you live a little bit?
Seriously.
Well, all right, we're not going to share any of the money with you then.
Okay.
How's that sound?
These are our winnings.
You're not getting any of that.
Just plunk it. By the way, some of the apps, you can boost that thing too.
Oh, my God. You can boost it even higher than that?
Boost that thing.
Is there money?
That's an option.
Even higher than that?
That's an option if you shop around. So I'm not telling you where to shop, but that's an option if you shop around.
Good luck. Please play responsibly.
Bozo touchdown parlay.
That's right.
Survivor picks for some of us. Here on Jones and Keefe. We'll be doing certainly the Bozo touchdown parlay every Friday. I don't know how long the Survivor Pool is going to last.
this could be it.
We'll be doing the Bozo touchdown parlay each and every Friday. Stay tuned for it. 617-779-7937. It's Patriots Friday. Alex Van Pelt, Patriots offensive coordinator, will join us in the noontime hour. Same with Dietrich Wise of the Pats as we look ahead to Patriots and Seahawks. Gerard Mayo just left the podium. He confirmed extra work for Drake May. Why is he getting that extra work? We'll get into it with your thoughts next.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.